Welcome to another edition of Uncensored with Penny Faree, proudly brought to you by IPSS Electronic Security.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode on Uncensored. Today, we turn our attention to Kwadukuza, where municipal workers have downed tools once again. The strike led by the South African Municipal Workers Union, SAMWU, comes after months of unresolved disputes over salary disparities, unpaid overtime, and what the union says is a failure by the municipality to honour its own commitments. At the centre of this latest standoff is the municipality's reclassification to a higher grade, a change that resulted in salary increases only for political office bearers, like the mayor and councillors. But municipal workers say the benefits have not filtered down. They are demanding full alignment of all salaries with the adjusted grade 5 classification, a promise they say was made as far back as 2020. And all of this comes as residents prepare for above inflation tariff increases effective as the beginning of this week, 1 July. This morning, we speak to the provincial chairperson of SAMWU, Sitembisu Madlebe. We get to the specifics behind the strike action that is causing service interruption. And as ratepayers pay brace for higher costs, how sustainable is a system where more than 50% of the municipality's operational budget already goes to salaries? Welcome to the show, Sitembisu.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Let's begin with the basics. We understand that a special council meeting is underway today at Kwadukuza, and that a motion of no confidence may be tabled against Mayor Aline Gidi, who took office in November last year. Now, earlier this year, in February, Mayor Gidi publicly stated that the issue of municipal grading, the very issue at the centre of this protest, has been resolved. That was a public commitment made to workers and to the broader community. Now, several months later, workers are back on strike, saying the grading issue remains unresolved and the municipality has failed to implement salary alignment and finalise job evaluations. So I'll ask you directly, from SAMWU's point of view, was the statement misleading? Did he make a promise that could never be fulfilled?
Sorry?
Did he make a promise that it is... Must start from the top. Shall I go back to the beginning?
Yes.
Did the mayor make a promise that was never fulfilled, or did he make a promise to the workers that the salary was going to be aligned, but it could never be fulfilled because he didn't have the authority from local government to make a promise such as that?
All what happened, we have. Let me start by explaining our grievances, because there are four grievances.
Yes.
That we are complaining about. Firstly, it's an issue of non-sitting of LLF. That's number one.
The non-sitting?
Number two, yes, non-sitting of LLF.
Okay.
LLF is a local labor forum where we're negotiating with the management and the employer.
Okay.
Then, secondly, it's an issue in relation to 6-day workers versus 5-day workers. In a local government, we have 5 days workers, but what the rules have decided to introduce 6-day workers. They are working 45 hours without overtime. Thirdly, it's an issue of job evaluation that is not yet finalized. And we said this should be finalized in the 1st of July. Today is the 2nd of July. It's not finalized. Fourthly, the last one is that in the municipality, the Section 54A and Section 56, they are getting paid in a Category 5, while all other workers, they are getting paid on a Category 4. So we are saying all workers should be compensated on the Category 5, because it's not, because the MM and the manager reporting to the MM, they are getting paid on a Category 5.
Okay.
So that's the power of contention. But we had a meeting, and our meeting with the Troika, the agreement was we divide these matters in two ways. The first one is there are matters that we call them low-hanging fruit, the one that we can resolve immediately. One that we can resolve immediately was the sitting of LLF, and the other one was the six-day workers. That one should be, they agree that we can deal with it immediately. Then the second one, job evaluation and the category five, they agree in principle, but they said they need a process. But they believe that that process should be completed before the 1st of July, 2025. But none of it has happened. Then in May, that's why we decided to suspend our strike and said, because this thing will be happening, and there was a date that the low-hanging fruit should be happening the 1st of June, and up to this far, none of them happened. Hence, that is why we take our or we decided to go back on the street.
Okay. So you said with the six-day contract under labor law, you're saying there's no such thing as a six-day contract under labor law, and that these workers should be classified as five-day employees. Is that the right?
I'm saying in a sector of local government.
Yeah.
In a sector of local government, we have workers that are working 40 hours, 5 days a week.
And
then you have workers that are going, they're doing shift, or workers that are doing standby, if you are not in that category. So there is no category that says you work 6 days, but still be compensated as the one that is working 5 days.
And when was this implemented? How long ago has this been practice been in place in Kwadakuza? Because when we looked at the budget last year, the overtime budget alone was increased by 17.2 million rand last year. That pushed the total to 71 million. That was how much public money was used to pay overtime. So when you put this at the municipality leadership, what has their specific response been to the six-day work demand?
No, this is why I said they were saying no, that one they can resolve internal. There was a date that it should be resolved. That's why I said in the 1st of June, they agree that one will be resolved. The issue of overtime, remember, it's going in two ways. It can be an issue that the people, they are understaffed. So it means the municipality should hire more people.
Yeah, even though our municipality has already a very bloated salary bill that is, pushing our operational budget to over 50% paying towards salaries. That is something that the public is not very sympathetic about. What is your response to that?
No, but every South African, I think they should understood that wherever you are working, you can't work. Then you said you work for free because the budget is overspent or whatever. Whenever you work and you be compensated accordingly. So that's all what we are not saying they must do immediately, or they must do what is not supposed to be due to us.
Okay.
Only what is due to us. That's all what we're asking.
And is this strike going to continue indefinitely, or have the KDM leadership started communicating with Sam Wu around the table?
All what we know is that the strike is it will continue till we meet and discuss and pave the way forward.
Yeah.
So up to this far, we are not too sure. As you were saying in a briefing that there is a special full council today. So we'll see what will be the result for that.
Yeah. And what we've noticed, the strike began on Monday. Stanger was also, all the bins were upheaved. There was a lot of mess going on. And then Belito, the same thing happened. And obviously, with the message that you're trying to get, how do you propose that the public will be sympathetic to your cause when you've come into the town center and the rubbish has caused such havoc? And especially in a time, in July when there's a big tourist competition happening, how are you, is that what your resolve was, to come into Belito and cause, this disruption to get the attention of the leadership, especially when this town center is considered a cash cow? Is that what the motive behind coming to Ballito?
It's common cause that if you are not working, obviously,
yeah,
there will be no removal. There will be no removal of the debt. So it's a common cause. It's not that because when we were going to that area, so it means that the what you call the waste remover, either we make trashing, something like that. But so, if you are not collecting what you call waste, obviously the town will be dirty.
Yeah, but that wasn't caused from the dirt of the town. That was a deliberate act by the striking workers when they overturned the bins. So are you condoning that behavior?
No. They were not condoning that behavior. Yeah. But we never saw something like that where the workers they do that. If they are, we'll reprimand them. Because all what we are saying we want what we are wanting, and we are demonstrating to the public that the employer does not meet our demand. In fact, we were more reasonable because we suspended our strike.
Yeah,
trying to do that. Yeah.
In May. And a lot of people, a lot of public have said, why are you not actually taking the heart of the problem to Quadukuza's leadership in the municipality outside the offices and picketing there and striking there, as opposed to bringing it here in a town where actually, I mean, everyone saw the streets, how they were trashed. And then a few hours later, the community got back and they cleaned up. And obviously, what people aren't realizing is that there is a double rate that is paid by businesses around this town just to privately make sure that the cleaning and greening is maintained. So that actually wasn't quite a cause. A lot of people saying, oh, because this is the cash cow of the municipality, more than 60% of the rates are paid from this part of this district. This is why Quadukuza gave preference and came in and did a cleanup. And that wasn't the case. The cleanup was done by private citizens and, you know, firms that have been paid to do this work. Are you have you targeted this specific spot because of it?
Quadukuza is Quadukuza.
Yeah.
I think the boundaries of Quadukuza, we believe is still in the boundaries of Quadukuza. Ballito is one of the town, or it's one of the area that is falling under Quadukuza.
Yeah.
So it's immaterial wherever we decided to go to. As long as it's still within the boundaries of Quadukuza, we'll go there.
And
because we are trying to tell the people of Quadukuza that enough is enough, and we are tired, and we want them to sympathize with us, to say, can they talk to the municipality too, to say they must listen to us.
Yeah.
So that's what we are doing.
So Thembisa, when you look at the municipality and its leadership, and when you look at the municipal manager who's getting 2.2 million rand a year on private security, you know, and they've got a security bill of 20 million, 20 million part of the budget. And then when you look on the flip side, on the operational budget, last year we were at a deficit. How sustainable is it if you are now demanding that the salaries be aligned, you know, with the grading on grade 5? How are you proposing that that will be, you know, footed? How is that bill going to be paid when there is actually no money in the current budget to facilitate any extra salary increases? That's going to impact service delivery, surely, because at the end of the day, if the municipality's budget can't afford to pay salaries and the municipality goes into administration, that's counterproductive. People will start losing the jobs. The salaries won't be paid. Do you think there's another solution to this?
That is why we have said we want the municipality to sit down with us at the table and discuss and come up with, they must show us everything that they need to show us in terms of what we are talking about, in terms of finance. However, even in terms of the finance, they are saying what we are saying. Remember, whenever a person renders a service, whatever service, that service needs to be compensated. So it can't be our service not be compensated. And on the basis that if we are rendering the service, because the community will complain, or because the community, or it will affect the, what you call the service.
Yeah.
When let me give you an example. If you decided to have a contract with the municipality and you render the service, that service of yours should be paid.
Yeah.
So if the municipality, or if that client of yours having a problem, They'll sit down with you and tell you, we're having a problem of 1, 2, 3, we'll pay you in this form.
Yeah.
Then we'll agree, all of you. So that's all what we are saying. That is why we are asking them to come on the table and discuss this matter.
Do you believe they're going to meet up with you and discuss it and find a resolution to this problem, or is this going to continue indefinitely?
It will depend to the leadership whether they want to find a solution to it.
Okay.
You know, we're more than welcome and willing to have a solution to the matter.
Yeah. So ultimately, this all connects back to service delivery and sustainability. And this strike is not just a wage dispute. It's a cue. It cuts to the heart of governance, credibility, and public trust. So as political pressure builds up in Kwadukuza, so too does the urgency for both leadership and labor to put ratepayers first. We'll continue to track developments in council chambers, on the picket lines, and across the community affected as the story unfolds. Sitembiso, Regional Chair of SAMWU, thank you for joining us on Uncensored.
All right, thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Uncensored with Penny Faree, proudly sponsored by IPSS Electronic Security. When it comes to security, don't leave it to chance. Trust the experts at IPSS Security as the only CISA-approved security provider on the Dolphin Coast in all categories and the only local security company also accredited for CCTV off-site monitoring. With over 4 million rand invested in AI technology, they protect over 35 upmarket residential estates, spotting threats in real time. If action is needed, their rapid response and tactical teams, backed by the largest fleet in the region, is ready to act. For unmatched security, contact IPSS Security today at 0861 324 777. Your safety is their priority.